So here's a quiz, Celeste. Science or entertainment?
Okay, I'm ready.
White men can't jump. Science or entertainment?
Actually, a movie. That would be a movie with Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. A little entertaining.
Yeah. All right, how about this?
We the Sheboygan people, we got some hanging down. Y'all don't believe it. White people don't believe it. What's funny about it is white people are the ones that made up the rumor.
But I don't believe it.
Okay, well, entertaining for some people. That's a very old Eddie Murphy routine, I think, from Delirious.
That's right. Now, how about this? The fastest runners are black and swimmers are white.
Not a great movie title.
But it is a scientific paper from the International Journal of Design and Nature and Ecodynamics, Volume 5, Issue 3.
I must have let my subscription lapse to that.
Seriously, though, a look at if racially motivated questions can produce real scientific answers.
And try and steer clear of the minefields in the process.
We can all do science, right?
If you're a scientist.
Who came up with that myth?
The facts about race and science. It's on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
That's right. Race and science. We can all get along. Stay tuned for this conversation. You're going to want to be able to reach us as well, and you know how to do that. It's Wednesday, July 28th.
Well, in the meantime, let's get a check of the top news. It's been 100 days since an oil rig exploded in the Gulf of Mexico, killing 11 workers and setting off the worst environmental disaster in U.S. history. For people along the Gulf Coast, life has changed forever.
Every day it's getting worse and worse.
The problem is this blowout is putting more oil in the water.
Just another day, and looking forward to a day where we can have some kind of normalcy.
Somewhere between 94 and 184 million gallons of oil have spilled into the Gulf. BP capped the well 2 weeks ago, and officials hope to permanently plug the leak early next month. But it's not just BP's oil that's being cleaned up this morning. A tugboat hit a wellhead in Louisiana Bay, shooting a 100-foot geyser of oil and natural gas into waters already hard hit by the Gulf spill.
It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it happened again. Here we go again. Here's another one.
Officials say the spill created a mile-long slick. Meanwhile, in Battle Creek, Michigan, 800,000 gallons of oil spilled into the Kalamazoo River after a pipeline there failed. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm says people should stay away from the river for now.
The good news is that the pipeline has been capped, if you will. But the last thing any of us want to see is a smaller version of what has happened in the Gulf.
The Kalamazoo River drains into Lake Michigan about 60 miles west of that spill.
Hard as it is to believe, there is some news not about oil this morning. Growing opposition among House Democrats to the war in Afghanistan. 102 Democrats broke ranks and voted against funding President Obama's troop surge. Congressman James McGovern of Massachusetts was among them.
We're told that we can't afford to help states keep cops on the beat or teachers in the classroom. But today we're asked to borrow another $33 billion for nation building in Afghanistan.
The rank breaking was symbolic, though. Despite opposition, the bill passed. A vote on campaign finance reform came up short, though. As expected, Senate Republicans blocked a bill that would impose new restrictions on campaign spending by special interest groups. Yesterday's test vote fell 3 votes short. The city council in Fremont, Nebraska, has suspended its ban on hiring or renting property to illegal immigrants. It was set to take effect tomorrow. But in Arizona, the passions are ratcheting up as the clock ticks down to that new immigration law taking effect tomorrow. Police chief in Phoenix says he's made room in an outdoor jail for all the illegal immigrants he plans to round up in the coming days. Protests and marches are planned across the state, and one anti-immigrant group is calling for safe passage checkpoints along the border to ensure a smooth exit for illegal immigrants. Asian markets are up. European indices mixed. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow starts at 10,537. The S&P starts at 1,113. The NASDAQ starts at 2288. Valerie Plame joins us a little later this hour to talk about a new documentary on HBO.
And coming up, a conversation about race and athletics. Can white men jump or not? Is it racist to look into the physiological differences between the races? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.